Are you a business owner stuck in fear, doubt, and worry about what the marketplace will look like in the future? Then this show is for you. Strap on your seatbelt and get ready to disrupt and innovate. Here's your host, Lisa Levy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of Disrupt and Innovate, where we bring you the brightest minds and creative thinkers from various fields. Today, I have a remarkable guest joining us, Julia Lauren-Estes. Julia is a cash flow strategist and allocation specialist with a deep passion for helping business owners get paid more from the businesses they've built. With her extensive experience as a full-charge bookkeeper at Profit and Equity, LLC, Julia has a keen eye for financial statements, account reconciliation, and profit strategies that can turn any business around. I'm thrilled to have Julia with us today, where she will undoubtedly share her expert insights, valuable advice on how to disrupt and innovate in a world of finance and business. So let's get ready to gain some game-changing knowledge from this exceptional guest. Julia, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's great to be here.
I am so excited to have you here because let's talk about the reality, right? We have to be able to manage our money. And I would love for you to share with our audience your journey and what brought you to building this business and why it's important to you.
So my journey actually started before I was born. My parents actually immigrated to America in their 20s, a few years before I was born, and settling into a country from a communist country was huge for them. The freedoms that they experienced, the changes in the culture that they experienced, it was a little shell-shocking to say the least, but having that American dream in front of them all of a sudden was life-changing for them. So then, of course, when I was born, I grew up with the American dream. I never had the experiences that my parents had, where their freedom of speech was impugned, their freedom to move around, their freedom to travel or experience different cultures, all of those things that we take for granted in this country. It was just eye-opening for me that some of that was shocking for them. So I grew up with a true appreciation of what the American dream really means. And when I work with my clients, that is the primary goal for me, is to make their American dream happen. Because there are so many countries in the world for women, for minorities, for everybody in some cases, where your freedom to choose a life you want to have is severely limited. And that is just unacceptable to me. So I want to support it as much as I can in this country where we have that opportunity.
That's fabulous. So how did that journey get you to building the business that you have today?
So I started in high school realizing that not everybody likes math. And this was like shocking to me because math is so much fun. As I progressed through my learning in math and things like that, and realizing how much easier it came for me and how unusual that was, especially for girls, it really occurred to me that this was something that I would be able to provide as a service to other people. And as I continued my education and my career, it started to stand out more and more. So when I went back to school to get my master's degree, accounting just kind of seemed like the natural fit. Those were my people. That's my home away from home. That's where I live. I'm a math nerd. What can I say? So I have fully embraced the bookkeeping and accounting business environment, and it just feels like home to me.
I totally get that. So, in your story, being first generation and actually growing up under the banner of the American dream, I've seen that entrepreneurial spirit in that generation is very real. And so you're the living, breathing example of going after it. So many of us tried corporate land, right? And then came into this entrepreneurial space. And immigrants have that perspective where they can really see the American dream for what I think it's supposed to be. And those of us who have, you know, generationally been, our families have been here, I think we've lost focus on the amount of opportunity that actually exists. And I love that your focus for your business is helping owners achieve their dream, because entrepreneurship is hard. It is not glamorous. It is not sexy, except for that 1 or 2% of them that we see, right? But that is not the reality day in and day out for most entrepreneurs. It's hard work. And it is about having freedom and control of our time, and ultimately with success, some money and some financial freedom, right? Those are the goals that you are enabling for your clients. And it's important that people remember that foundation for all of us as entrepreneurs started with a dream of, we don't want to trade our most valuable commodity, time, exclusively for a paycheck. And that's what building a business is about, is getting that freedom back. I love it. I had to chuckle when you're talking a little bit about girls and math, because generationally I was told I wasn't good at math, and that's okay because I can write and speak and do all of those things, that, you know, the arts and sciences versus, you know, the true STEM, until I was sitting in a conversation with a colleague. We worked for a financial institution, and we were bidding and looking at a contract, hundreds of millions of dollars. And I made some flippant comment, you know, math's really not my thing. And he just started laughing hysterically. He said, Lisa, whoever put that into your head when you were in school has done you a disservice. We are playing here with hundreds of millions of dollars every day. And I was like, oh God, we have to stop saying these things.
Yes.
Right. We have to stop saying that girls are not good with math. And so I love that you just leaned into it, right? The accountants are your peeps, your math geek. Why not? As you're building your business and as you're supporting your clients who are building their businesses, from that financial perspective, what are some of the myths, the obstacles, the roadblocks that are common that everybody hits?
There's so many.
Knew a little better. If we just knew a little bit better, we could just kind of push it aside and not have to feel the pain. What are a couple of those lessons we can learn from you?
So I think the first one, and it sounds obvious when people hear it, but everybody does it, is that your bank account does not reflect the financial health of your business. And it does not tell the story. It does not give you accuracy. It is not a good barometer for which to measure whether or not you can pay a bill. And a lot of people do it.
I think almost everybody does initially.
Yeah, that's so true. And a lot of my clients come to me and not understanding that the importance of reconciliation, the importance of the financial statements and what they're really telling them, they don't understand just the basic accounting principles that govern their business. And I think just take a weekend, grab a simple book, you know, look at a video, figure out the basics between the in and outs of your accounts, because your accounts are there for so many different reasons, most of which is to help you make good decisions in your business. And you can't make a good decision if you don't have the right information. And that's where accounting comes in. And that's what we do. We give you that right information so that you're not just blindly looking at one number in your business and thinking everything's covered, because there's no way to think about that in a three-dimensional world where moving parts are constantly churning. You have no idea how much money you really have if you're just looking at your bank accounts.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I've always learned, loved about accounting, is it is simple math, right? It's not calculus. This is there are debits and there are credits, and it is actually really easy to watch how money moves, as opposed to not being good at math and being terrified of the idea of calculus or geometry or anything else. Accounting is very consumable if you take a couple of minutes and understand and learn the fundamentals. And if you are a business owner, you need to understand the fundamentals of accounting, or you will never know exactly where your business is at.
Yes. And I think that's so important to get through the heads of a business owner. And so many business owners, they're, you know, a lot of them, a large part of them actually are those visionary types. They're the dreamers, and they have this glorious vision of the singing angels and the choirs in heaven and the light shining down and this glorious business that they're going to build and change the world. They're not in the details. They don't have that analytical space in their head to understand the numbers. But accounting is not about the numbers. Accounting is about understanding the building blocks in your company that come together to create the whole picture. And if people can get away from the fact that accounting means math, then maybe they could start to appreciate that it's really not about math. It's about organization. And even a visionary can appreciate organization, just gathering data and making it understandable. And that's really all accounting is.
Absolutely. All right. What's another area that business owners should be thinking, where they should be thinking differently?
Well, there's two big ones. One is that you're just like everything else in your business, your cash needs to work for your business. And if it's not, if it's just sitting in an account, not really earmarked for anything, just like hiring an employee and then not giving them a job, what are they going to do all day? At best, they won't be disruptive, but that's very unlikely. So you have to give it direction. You have to give it a purpose. And by doing that, you really get to start seeing exactly how much money you have to play with, how much money you have to plan with, and where your business may need a little bit less or a little bit more to keep the growth going in the direction you want. And when we work with clients and we build their allocation plans, we start with their dream. We start with the end in mind. We incorporate all of those fabulous business sacraments, if you will, of how to build things and how to move forward without losing sight of the journey. So that's a big part of what we do when we build our allocation plan with our clients. The second part of it is that, and this is a huge myth that drives me crazy, and I try not to get on my soapbox, you will pay taxes. There's no way to not pay taxes. And it's a huge myth that's put out there by these celebrity stories that, you know, Jeff Bezos didn't pay any money in tax. Oh, he did. He really did. You know, I mean, you have magazine stands that talk about alien babies and nobody's ready to believe that. But tax evasion, for some reason, everybody wants a part of. So we don't do that. And we help you. What we do is we help you allocate those funds from the beginning so that by the time the tax man comes knocking, it's no sweat. Here's your payment. Go away. See you next year. Done. Doesn't have to be this big stressful thing where you're itemizing every little thing to try to eke out every penny of tax savings that you can. And I fully appreciate tax savings. It's not about that. But so many people have spent so much time creating these wonderfully elaborate and creative ways of basically tax evasion.
And right. Oh God. Yeah. That myth, right? Yes. As business owners, I've always embraced the mindset of I'm really happy to write that check because that means something else was going really well, right? The business, there's something coming in for something to go out. And so I want to save as much as I possibly can, but everybody needs to pay their fair share. It's part of the basis of how this country operates. So yes, absolutely. All of those who don't pay, if it's really true, they will ultimately end up in jail.
Yes.
So that's the way that piece of the equation plays out. That's hysterical that business owners go into that. As you're building your business, supporting your clients, really, what are a couple of the hurdles, those roadblocks that you've had to navigate through? How have you had to think differently from what you thought your business was going to be and what it might actually be?
When I first started my business, I was all about the bookkeeping, which is great. But the biggest problem with bookkeeping, and I love bookkeeping, but the biggest problem with it is that it's historical. It's always looking back. It's focused on from the present backwards. That's it. And you can't change the past. Just like Rafiki said, it's in the past. So what really frustrated me, what I found out was surprising to me, how frustrating it was, that I couldn't help my clients with anything if I can't change the past. And if my entire job is dealing with what already happened, then I have no way to help them. And I wanted to be able to really provide that guidance and that teaching, and not just knowledge about accounting, but how to get to where they want to be using their accounting and the methods that we can teach them to get there. So opening up that whole world of forward-facing accounting and looking at their forecasts and their budgets and their plans, their goals, what their vision is, what's their exit strategy, what are the things that they want to build towards? And it's really funny to me that most of the people I work with have never thought about their exit strategy. They've never even asked that question. So, and even myself, you know, I really had to take a look and say, okay, if I'm going to be dealing in the future, maybe I need to think about what my future is too, and where I want my company to go. What's my exit strategy? So all of this was, as I'm teaching my clients, I'm learning these things as well from my own company. And it was a really cool way to kind of figure out where my passion for this industry was and how I like to help people. Like you were talking about, there's not a whole lot of heavy lifting on the math side, but there is some analysis that can happen that is really, really cool. And there are certain things that we can look at, benchmarks and metrics and things like that, that are awesome. But that's kind of all in the fun side of it for me. And people don't need to understand where those numbers come from. They need to understand what they mean for their business. So if you're not comfortable with the math, find someone who is. It's what gets me out of bed. I love doing it. So, you know, I'm happy to look at somebody's metrics and figure out where they need to be, where they're behind, where they might need to tweak something. So many companies have so much more than they realize, so much more potential than they realize, because they're not harnessing the power of their cash.
So that's the audience, point. That is, I think, the second, if not the third time that Julia has mentioned harnessing the power of your cash. Cash sitting in a business savings account is actually doing nothing for your business.
So true.
So like, there's the little golden nugget in there, because, and I personally will own that there's times with my business, because let's face it, sometimes there are good years revenue wise, and sometimes there are bad years and revenue versus profitability and all of those things. And when it's tumultuous, looking at a savings account makes you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a false sense of security.
Yes.
I've done it. I get it. I hear you. I'm laughing because I do it every now and then. I catch myself in that trap, but I feel safe. Yeah, that is really, really not the right thinking, and why somebody like Julia is so important to have in your team, you know, helping your business grow. Julia, as you're looking forward into the future, what does the future of your industry look like? What does the future of how you're going to help your clients? What are those opportunities that you have not tapped into yet, but you see on the horizon?
So we are just starting to dip our toe into that CFO space, which is actually a very relatively new concept in the accounting field. To have that fractional outsourced CFO to come in and help you build a financial plan for your business. And a lot of that is analyzing what's already happened, but it's also very focused on looking forward. And I had no idea that's what it was called when I started doing this. So when I started explaining to people what I do, and so many people would say, oh, you mean like a CFO? I was like, I don't know what that is. So that was a big learning experience for me, but I really hope that our company can step more into that space and really explore the opportunities there not just for us, but for the industry. And what does that really mean for people to have a fractional CFO in the sense of there's so many different parts of the financial journey that your business goes through. And just like having different doctors for different areas of your body, you have a cardiologist, you have a neurologist, you have all the different parts. You need a general practitioner who's going to oversee the work of everybody, to nose head to toe what's going on. That's where that bridge between the bookkeeper and the CFO really matters. And it's an odd space to be, and it's not a very common space to be. And I think it needs to kind of be its own thing. So that's what I want to innovate.
I love that, because most businesses in the US are probably classified in the micro to small business category, right? The volume of businesses. And businesses that are earning those revenues that may be, right, let's just call it a line, at under $1 million a year in revenue, can't afford an actual CFO headcount full-time. That's just insane, right? It would be, that would be a bad investment of money. And so this fractional space to help those businesses grow is huge. And I think it's actually a game changer for them to have the insight, the future looking, right? That fractional CFO space that is so much fun for you to play in is one of those game changing opportunities for business owners to get to the next level. So I love that view for you for the future. And I think that the possible impact is, well, it's exponential for the growth of those businesses.
Definitely.
Julia, if people are enjoying our conversation today, what is the easiest way for them to find you, your website, your socials? Where are you?
So we are Profit and Equity. So we actually have a website, profitandequity.com, with the A&D spelled out. I personally am on LinkedIn. Again, search Profit and Equity or my name, Julia Lauren Estes, and you'll find me. I'm all over the place. I Googled myself the other day. It was kind of scary.
I do not Google myself, but when we stop recording, I'll tell you that story. For my audience today, thank you so much for joining us and listening to the conversation. Julia has shared with us some beautiful tips in terms of the reality that money sitting in an account is not actually doing anything for your business, future planning, and understanding the importance of where you're headed and what your exit might look like is part of your financial wellness of your business. And if you have any questions, please reach out to Julia, but you know my rules, don't get left behind. Join me next time.
That's it for today's episode of Disrupt and Innovate. Head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. Every single week, one lucky listener that posts a review on iTunes will win the grand prize drawing, a $15,000 private VIP day with Lisa Leiby. And be sure to head over to disruptandinnovate.com and get your free copy of Lisa's gift and join us on our next episode.